Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special show today. We are going to figure out our personalities.
We're going to figure out who we are, and we're going to do that through a multitude of personality quizzes that we found.
Yeah.
Some legit ones. And mostly stupid ones.
Yep, but ones that I really want to know, like, what Disney princess am I?
People have been asking that for years. They've been begging to know what Disney princess we are, what villain are we, what kind of garbage are we. We've accumulated a bunch here. We're probably not going to get to all of them, but we'll try.
But we're definitely going to get to, like, the main personality ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got
Meyer
some legit
Briggs.
Ones.
Yep, and I do think if you're just listening, you won't get this. But if you're watching, Shane and I really dressed up like our personalities. I'm in an 80s oversized blazer with my bangs poofed up, and I've got some cool worldly travel earrings on. And Shane is in a, Shane.
I'm in my You Are Knuff hoodie. We look like, this is for millennials out there, you're going to love this. We look like you're the news reporter and I'm that Australian partier who threw that party that was so crazy that
you like surfed that wave
a neighborhood
that you shouldn't have surfed and you got arrested for it.
No, there's this old video where they interviewed this like Australian kid who partied so hard he like ruined a house, whatever. And they're like, what do you say to kids out there partying? He's like, don't throw a party yourself, have me throw it for you. And they're like, they hated this guy.
Stop.
This guy was like not sorry for throwing the greatest rager ever.
But can I?
But
pitch,
I'm dressed like.
Can I pitch our rom com? So I'm the reporter, you're that guy, and then all of a sudden it's like, you come over, you're like, mate, honestly, like, can I come over? And I'm like, you can't. It's just me
this
living
won't
here.
And work.
This won't work. I have to get up at 5 a.m. Like, this won't work. And then all of a sudden, I've changed. I stopped brushing my hair.
On your way from the scene, like, your car breaks down. And then, like my party van, like, drives up. And I'm like, oh, do you need a ride? And you're like, ugh. Fine. But we're not going to talk.
And he's like, why you wear all that watch and stuff? Why you wear a watch? Because I have places to be. What about you? My arms are crossed.
That movie in the 90s would do so well.
I would probably watch it every year. Okay.
Have you ever taken personality quizzes?
Oh, honey, yes. I had three sisters. We always had magazines that we borrowed. You never go and buy a magazine. Like, we were not the type that would buy, like, Vogue or anything.
Okay.
But friends of friends or, like, hairdresser or nail salons would always have magazines, and they would always have personality tests in it. Or, like, is the guy into you? Or, like, mainly how to get a guy.
Okay.
And
so this is like Tiger Beat, or like,
what is that?
It's like a tween girls magazine.
Yeah.
It was big back in
like when you were
Tiger Beat.
Never heard of this.
And
in my
what's
life.
The one that's there was a J14.
Oh yeah, J14. Okay. Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
Like Teen Vogue and all that
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
17, or what was it called? 17.
There's a whole bunch.
Magazine. So I grew up on taking these tests, but I will say, if I look back at these tests, I'm like, oh my God, they were really all about like what to wear, what to do to get a guy.
Yeah.
Mainly. They weren't like, well, they probably are some of the tests that are on here too. Like, what Disney
Most
princess
are you?
Most of
these are BuzzFeed, though.
These are pretty
fun. That's a different era.
But they were never like Meyer Briggs.
No. Meyer Briggs test inside of a J14 magazine.
Could you imagine?
Just you just are going through 17 magazine. There's just a Rorschach page. You're just like, what is this? It's Why are my parents fighting on this page?
I guess I'm like a slut. It's so weird.
That's the result of your Myers-Briggs?
I'm a slut who has a career. All right.
All right. Like, it was like a couple months ago, someone here at Smosh was going around and doing that cube test for people. Where it's like,
yes.
You picture a field, then you picture a cube. And then you picture a horse and you picture a ladder and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We both got very different. We said very different things.
Very. It was a really cool test because it wasn't anything written down. She was just asking it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was, I had like an iridescent cube. The ladder was attached to the cube. The cube was big and the horse was out like in the wild.
Yeah.
Free. And then I had like clear skies.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Mine was a giant like metal cube, like solid metal. Floating in the air.
Oh, yeah.
With a ladder that reaches up to the top of it and like a chestnut horse kind of roaming around near the cube.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of...
What were your skies?
I want to say it was clear.
Was this... Oh, remember the other question? Was a storm coming in?
Oh, you picture a storm. And I pictured a storm like coming from a distance.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember the results were like, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
It made sense. And I was shocked at how different everyone's answer was.
Yeah, me
really
too.
Really cool, though. Before we get into these, I know, like, Myers-Briggs has even said, like, don't use these tests for, like, hiring purposes. Like, these aren't...
Oh, no.
Always use it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
None of these are, like, very, very, very accurate, especially when you're answering it for yourself, because your self-perception can be off.
I think it's hard to answer for yourself because I wish some of them had timers, because I think sometimes we answer what we want mm-hmm. ourselves to answer. Like, ooh, I do want to be more like that.
Yeah.
But I think the best way to answer is just completely honestly with not
Trust
a lot of
instinct.
Time.
Yeah.
I would love us to just, like, not harp on it too much when we start taking
Okay. these. Okay. That's fine. Let's just not talk for the next hour.
What? That's not what I said.
Let's get into the first one.
Okay.
What Disney princess are you?
Everyone wants to know this.
Everyone wants to know, what Disney princess are you?
Okay, first of all, what's your favorite Disney princess?
My favorite Disney princess?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough, man. Mulan's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's fucking badass.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a good one.
It's hard. They're all, there's not ones that I hate. I like them all.
Well, Ariel, you know, left her whole family just
That's
for
true.
A man.
That's true.
But she's fine. She's cool. I would say Jasmine is mine.
Okay.
Just because when I was little, I always, like, wanted to be a part of that. Like, just the colors and the architecture and the style and
cool.
the vibes. And it almost felt like there was, like, magic. And I loved it. She had a large cat, which could probably
Yeah,
kill
having
anyone.
A tiger is pretty sick.
Yeah.
So the first question here is, what is your favorite Disney movie? Oh, it doesn't even list... mine on here. We get only a few answers. We have Hunchback of Notre Dame, Robin Hood, Aristocats, Lion King, Love Bug, Freaky Friday, The Ooh. Sword and the Stone, Lady and the Tramp, and The Black Cauldron.
Oh my God.
Okay. I guess out of all of these, I'm going to say Lion King.
You know what I'm going to say? The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Although if you've watched it recently, it is messed up. I cannot believe we watched that as children.
Oh. That movie's messed up.
It's really messed up.
Your enemies are probably envious of your industriousness, looks. I don't have enemies. Termination, dreams, wealth, bravery, demeanor, passions. I think my enemies are envious of my... I don't have enemies.
Okay.
I don't have enemies.
You're crazy, man. Mine is, you don't know. Mine's my determination. You're so fucked.
What are you most scared of? Losing my job is high up there. Being alone.
Saying goodbye to friends, pop quizzes, global warming, scissors, corporations, war, being alone, standing still.
Being alone, 100%.
What are you most scared of? Oh, I love
Easily
being alone.
Being alone.
I love being
Not,
alone.
Like, being alone is fine, but, like, being alone.
Just fucking with you. But I also,
love,
kind
I
of.
Love alone time, but forever?
I would
Sounds
say
scary.
Most scared of probably war.
Oh, that is bad, though. You know what? Now that I think about it.
No.
You know what?
No.
I think I was thinking too much of just like in my personal life, but in general.
No.
But war would be worse than like.
I think you should choose being alone. Let's see what Disney princess you are, hon.
Global warming and war.
Click the thing that you originally went with.
Okay. Being alone.
What do you look for in a soulmate? Loyalty, steadfastness, passion, bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, a sense of adventure, wealth.
I think I think kindness is probably like the number one. Yeah. I look for a lot of those.
Me too. This is tough.
Kindness is absolutely.
But you don't want kindness to equal boring.
Okay. That's not always the case.
I think I'm going to go with a sense of adventure or passion. No, passion.
Okay. That makes sense for you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And you're going with kindness?
I'm going with kindness.
Then that makes sense for you.
Choose an animal to talk to.
Ooh.
I like how one of the answers is animals can't talk. a shark could be sick.
Okay, so it's phoenix, bluebird, mouse, meerkat, warthog, animals can't talk, cockatoo, shark is great. Opossum?
Opossum, yeah.
Okay.
I think the problem is sharks are apparently really dumb. Like they're basically like a machine. I'm trying to pick like what's going to be a mouse could be really funny. To talk to a phoenix, though. I'm going to go with a phoenix.
Okay.
That's just badass.
Phoenix is sick. I kind of feel like I want to talk to a meerkat. I know that sounds weird.
Do it.
But a bluebird can fly all over the world and give messages.
That's true. A meerkat's going to be super anxious, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
They're going to be looking around.
You're
like,
what's
going on?
You're so
you see that over there?
Right. Okay, a bluebird.
What do you like to do with your time off? You could go camping, just get out of town, get together with my family, lie around. I'm always working.
Oh, Jesus.
Play video games, burn the candle at both ends, LARP, or go to the beach.
Ooh, I know mine immediately.
I want to say go to the beach.
Me
but
too.
I think I'm gonna say play video games.
Okay.
Because, like, that's...
You're an inside guy.
Okay, I do go to the beach sometimes.
No, I think it's great. Click what your heart desires.
Just go to the beach.
Yeah.
What is the secret to true love? There's a bunch of answers here. Communication is one of them, and I think that's the answer.
Ooh.
Communication is the
humor,
the secret.
Understanding. I'll know when I find out. Ooh.
Understanding, though, is basically the same as communication.
Compassion. Acceptance.
I'm picking communication.
Communication. I also want to go with chemistry, though.
That's.
I do love communication.
That. But I think what's the secret? Because like...
Oh, the secret to true love.
And I think it's
communication. I think you're right.
Where would you like to have a first date?
Watch them be like, none of you guys are princesses.
I'm picking coffee shop for first date. That's okay. Just like, that's my go-to.
So movie theater, bar, club.
Yeah, you go to the club.
Park, zoo, no thank you. Coffee shop is a great one. Restaurant, I don't have time to date. Jesus.
I love all the answers that are clearly for one specific character.
Wait, who is it for? The one who's
probably,
like, I'm always working. Mulan?
No. Is it
Belle?
Belle? Or is it...
I do love Belle.
Belle's a great
I
one.
I do love Belle. Okay, mine, I'm going to say first date. Shit. You know what? I'm going to say bar. Fuck it.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah, bar.
Pick a singer. Got Lorde, Willow Smith, Miley Cyrus, Christina Aguilera, Miles Davis.
Okay.
Not a singer. Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Bruno Mars, and Lana Del Rey.
Who put together this quiz?
If Miles Davis tried to sing through his trumpet, that'd be awesome.
Maybe that's a trick question.
Am I wrong? Did Miles Davis sing? I thought Miles Davis just played the trumpet. I think you are going to pick Christina Aguilera. I think I'm going to go ahead and pick.
You're probably right.
I'm going to pick Miles Davis because that's funny.
Is it funny or is it truthful?
I don't know.
I'm going to choose Christina Aguilera. I think you're exactly right. What is your happily ever after? Having good friends, finding my equal, achieving my dreams, having a job I love, being in a caring relationship, living in a mansion, finding inner peace. I'm not sure yet. Traveling the world.
Okay. Achieving my dreams is all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's one of the answers. Being in a caring relationship. I'm going to say finding inner peace.
Oh, that's so nice.
Okay, I got my answer.
They okay.
gave me my answer, so I'm not going to tell you. I want you to guess.
Damn it.
But
okay,
pick yours.
So I would have probably said traveling the world like 10 years ago, but that is a lonely game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say achieving my dreams.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Okay, who do you think I got? I think...
Shit.
I think you got... The one from Frozen. Anna?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Who'd you get?
Tiana.
Oh.
Tiana, you are confident and have set clear goals that you intend on reaching no matter what the obstacle. People consider you to be the resolute and fearless with a heart of gold.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, baby. Who do I think you are?
I feel like it's obvious.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's obvious.
I want to say Ariel, but it's not because you didn't choose shark.
Which Disney princess am I?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be obvious. Everyone in the comments.
Cinderella?
I'm not Cinderella.
Snow White?
No. Belle.
Belle?
Belle.
That's who I want to be.
Well, too bad. Read some books.
Where the people are.
Read some books.
Yeah, you're right. Belle and I, yeah, we're not.
Okay.
I'm Tiana. I talk to a frog.
I think that's pretty great.
Wow, you're Belle. That's really
Belle,
nice.
Dude. I know. It's pretty awesome.
Can't wait for you to find your beast.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to find my inner beast. Bring in our guest. Mr. Beast is here.
Okay.
Next up, we have what career should you actually have?
Ooh, let's do that.
What career should you actually have? Okay.
I love this.
What would you spend your tax refund on? One of the answers is, how much is a yacht? Books, piles of books.
Ooh, that's what you would do?
That's one of the answers. I think I like that. Ooh, invest it, though. Give it to a charity. Down payment on a Range Rover.
Ooh.
An exotic vacation is there, and I think I'm...
I know. I wish it wasn't a yacht. I wish it was like a schooner boat. Like, a yacht is too much. Like, what if it's just a boat,
you're not
going
to get that. I'm going to go with a vacation.
I'm going to go... How much is a yacht?
You're not going to... You're not going to get a yacht. That's one of those silly answers. That's not a real answer.
I'm going to go with an exotic vacation.
The next one is pick a trilogy. The obvious answer is Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
That's the answer.
But I do love The Matrix.
Ooh, there's also
and the Godfather.
OG Star Wars is there too. I'm picking Lord of the Rings. That's the best trilogy of all time. And it's really not even up for
debate. I will agree with you because I do love
But you're allowed to pick a different one. It's just
No, it's okay. Lord of the Rings.
What would you bring on a deserted island?
Ooh.
Food and water is one of the answers. So
that's gonna go quick.
Yeah,
you got to get a Kindle.
Kindle is another one of the answers. A book of crossword puzzles. I'm picking food and water.
I'm picking a friend.
Okay. That is the other good answer.
So we could find food
so
and water.
So you can bring a friend for them to die.
Yes, I can eat them.
Who is your dream dinner guest?
Ooh.
Oh.
Jane Goodall would be... awesome.
I'm not going to say the names.
But she might fall asleep at 7.
I'm not going to say the names, but some of these people are on there and they've been canceled since. And I'm I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what? I'm going to say Oscar Wilde is on there. I'm going to bring him back from the dead because I think that'd be really funny.
Is Maya Rudolph canceled?
No.
Great.
Maya Rudolph would be hilarious.
I'm going to choose her. I figured.
I'm picking Oscar Wilde. That's really funny.
It's so sad none of us chose the Dalai Lama or Jane Goodall, but you know what? They wouldn't last their dinner.
No, they're not going to be interested.
They're going to go to bed. All right.
Pick the word that best describes you.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think for you.
Yeah.
I think passionate.
Is passionate on there?
Passionate's on there. Small text.
Oh, passionate is good.
I think for me, maybe.
Wait, can I tell you?
Yeah.
Adventurous or, yeah.
Okay.
Or critical thinker. Which one were you going to say?
Critical thinker, I was kind of thinking.
Oh, I'm going to say passionate.
All right. What city should you actually live in? Ooh. I think you would live in Barcelona or Paris. Barcelona would be my answer. I think that's where you should actually live.
I think that you are exactly right.
Out
of all of those, I was going to say Rio de Janeiro, but
no. I don't see that being... I see that where you'd visit.
Barcelona? Yes, probably.
What about for me?
For you, either London, Tokyo.
Okay.
Ooh, this is hard.
There's a lot of good answers.
Or Portland. I don't know why. Portland?
Okay, let's say Portland. I feel it.
Okay.
Pick a magazine. Ooh.
Okay.
I already know mine.
Oh, is Esquire on here?
Actually, I'm going... Okay.
Is Sports Illustrated on here?
Okay.
I think it's Sports Illustrated.
Is People Magazine here?
No, it's not, which is fucked
I'm
up.
Going to pick the only one that I am subscribed to.
Scientific American?
That is correct.
I knew it.
Okay.
I love articles about dinosaurs
Honey, and space.
I love that for you. You know what
I'm
going to choose?
But I do like National Geographic a lot as well.
What do you think I'm going to choose?
I think you're going to pick Vogue.
No.
No, Reader's Digest?
No.
The New Yorker?
Yeah. I love The New Yorker.
You like their comics?
So what's so weird is I'm The New Yorker and New York Times, you have to pay to get them.
Yeah.
But I said the other day, I was like, I kind of want to pay to get them. I love them.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not crazy. It's a magazine.
God,
that's
I'm so cool.
What do you look for in a workplace? I have no idea for you. A good challenge?
Probably.
Oh, I know my answer, though.
Your answer is job security?
Oh, okay. No, no.
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 No. Risk-taking environment?
No.
No, I knew it.
No.
I knew it wasn't that one, actually.
No.
I knew it.
Amanda.
Flexibility.
It's not flexibility. Well, flexibility. All of these are good.
Okay.
But there's one that I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick that one above all of them.
A focused mission.
No.
Okay.
Interesting coworkers is...
I was going to say that.
Well, you picked five others first, so...
I was.
Pick a genre. I already know. I've been in the zone.
Pick a genre.
On this one lately.
Yours is sci-fi fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's mine?
Yours is, I'm having loading issues. I'm going to pick documentary.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Thriller.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Pick a social network. Okay. Here's our options.
Be Real.
Be Real is one of the options. Tumblr, Facebook, Pinterest, Reddit, Instagram, Twitter, Letterboxd, Snapchat. Okay. Okay. I feel like I unfortunately have to pick Reddit.
I knew you were going to say that.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's going to really mess up my answer. Your real career should be incel.
Mine is Instagram. I will say I like Instagram. It's great to take breaks from, but I understand it. Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Your job. Your job? Detective.
I wish, because this is a job I would never do. I would never do this job that I got.
You would never do this. Okay, executioner.
You said I wouldn't. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's because I'm scared of this
scared.
Job.
I'm kind of scared of this job.
Okay.
Too.
Is your...
I'm too stupid for this job.
Is your... Okay. Lawyer? What?
I like how I'm like, okay, that also fits, but...
Wait. Environmentalist?
Closer.
Jane Goodall?
The answer is Jane Goodall. No, mine is astronaut.
Mine is astronaut.
We both got astronaut?
Yeah.
What if that's the only answer? Selena also got astronaut. I think we've been
okay,
duped.
Okay, I think it's the only answer.
And I think that's the only answer
Selena's
for this one.
Selena's been taking the test with us, so this
And it's
is awesome.
Just that you are an astronaut.
You are an explorer. You are curious about the world around you and the way it works. You look at things closely and often with a different perspective than everyone else. You're quite unique. You lucky you is what
Everyone
it says.
Here at Smosh is an astronaut.
We
like to say that here at Smosh.
I have no interest in going to space unless the world is ending and we have to.
I would go to space if like I could go for like a little bit.
A little bit? Wait, a little
I'll
bit?
I'll go to space for a little bit.
Like
I don't want to go for a month. If I could go for like a couple days, I would go to space though.
I'll go to space for a little bit.
I'll go for a little bit.
I don't think
like you know when you're on a flight and you're like go really high and you're like can we let's just go a little further. Come on guys.
Honey, I don't
crank
think
it up.
Go to space for a little bit.
It's entirely possible to go to space for a little bit. Come on.
Honestly,
let's just go to space for a little bit.
You know those movies about astronauts that are like doing the exercises? I could never. I get really motion sickness.
Honestly, no, I would never to actually do it.
Okay.
Do we want to do this one? I'm actually very curious. What age are you for real?
That one's really fun. Because if it says I'm 60, then fuck y'all.
What answer do you think we're going to get? Because
I think both you and I are going to get over 50.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, sure.
I do think you're probably going to end up with
18.
No, I think you're going to end up with like 45.
Okay.
Just
actually, you know what? I think I might end up with someone really young.
Okay. Oh, wow. The first question is which best describes your weekly alcohol consumption habit?
Exactly why I just said.
I love how it's immediately like, how much are you drinking?
Exactly why I just said, 12 drinks average is a lot.
I like how that's the only answer.
It's most of which you severely regret the next day. 12 drinks average, but consumed in a period of 2 days. Okay, this is not...
These are, okay, to be, for context, we're not given many options here.
Pretty much only drink when in drinks-related situations. That's not true. Half a bottle of wine, a whole bottle on a heavier week? I don't even like that sentence.
I know.
A heavier week?
These suck.
I'm just going to say a lot, probably. Why are we counting? No. I don't know.
I'm just going to pick one of them. I'm going to say that none of them fit me.
It's not a lot.
I'm going to go.
I drink wine, so I'm just going to say heavier week one, even though I despise nice. That sentence.
I just picked like one of the 12 drinks.
What did you do? 12 drinks?
Average, but it's not true, but I'm just picking.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. You've been invited to a friend's birthday party at a bar, and it starts at 9:30 p.m. You have no problem declining the invite.
Oh, shit.
You'll show up late. Let's see. Cool beans, man, is one of the answers. That's how it knows if I'm 30.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with this person? Why so late, but you still put on a good face? I would say 9:30 is not the worst thing.
It's not that bad. 9:30 is not
10 or 11, like, you can F off.
I'm going to say cool beans, man. That's fine.
I'm probably going to say 9:30, but you're out the door by 10:30. But that's not true.
So that depends on the person and the place.
Yeah.
I'm going to say cool beans.
I'm going to say cool beans.
I'm not going to think too much of that.
Who is your best friend?
Oh, let's see.
Best friend single? Singular? You have a couple.
I have like a couple.
Yeah, me too.
Significant other, the person you met when you were 24, TV.
Ew.
You have like a couple. I have like a couple.
I have a couple.
How in shape are you?
Oh, hello.
I'm pretty freaking in shape, dude.
I'm pretty in shape.
Yeah, dude.
You're training for a half marathon, so pretty. I'm not, but everything hurts all the time.
What the hell? There's not even an answer that's like.
This quiz sucks.
Good. Okay. Yeah. This quiz is a piece of shit. What
I'm
is Sassy
I'm training for a
Magazine?
Half marathon. What is Sassy Magazine?
What? What is this quiz?
An old person wrote this. A cool teen magazine you were slightly too old to read. No. A defunct teen magazine you learned about from.
One of the answers is what? And that is my genuine response to that.
Teen magazine you pretend. The last cool teen magazine you ever had the privilege of reading. Okay, calm down. What? Yeah, me too. Do you think you're old? Nope.
I don't think.
Or what you'd call mature?
I think I'm going to answer nope. Because, like, I know there are people younger than me, but like.
I'm going to say I'm
old.
I'm going to say I'm mature.
I'll answer that too.
Yeah, let's just both get astronaut.
Yeah.
Which social network do you prefer?
Okay, well, out of these, Instagram. I'm going to say Twitter, which is sad because Twitter does piss me off a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks lately.
What drink do you order at a bar?
Ooh.
Rum and Coke. Who?
God, these answers suck, man. It's rum and Coke, rum and Diet Coke, white wine, a craft beer, club soda.
BuzzFeed, what's happening
Craft
here?
Beer is what I'm going to answer.
I'm going to say white wine, I guess.
Okay.
And now they're going to turn me to be an 80-year-old.
You're going to be 80 now.
Great.
You have an extra $1,000. What do you do with the money? You buy a bed from West Elm. put it toward paying off your credit card.
I'm going to say that, too.
That's what I would do.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
If I had debt that I needed to pay off, I'm going to do that. Doing absolutely nothing is...
nice, but impossible. A dream come true. Not cool. Great, but being lazy gets to you. I'm going to say that.
Now, is that like doing absolutely nothing? Does that mean like not even watching TV or something? Like just sitting like in a room?
I don't know. Because when people say I did nothing today, I think that still means that they watch TV or whatever.
I'm going to say dream come true. That's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Not all the time, but like so, you know, sometimes it's nice.
Okay.
Which extravagance is most necessary in your life?
Wine club, organic foods.
I would say clothing for me. Ooh, organic foods is pretty good. I'm gonna say clothing.
I'm gonna say
clothing.
Clothing is cool. Foods.
Yeah, as you can tell by my hoodie, clothing is pretty cool.
Very cool.
Your goal for the next year is
to stay out of trouble.
To make it through alive.
Okay.
Take more time off. Take more time off.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, did you get two answers or one?
One.
I got...
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I think yours, 67.
You're a nightmare. No. What did I say before?
What
did I say what I thought was going to happen?
40s.
Young. No, you said
18.
16,
are you 18?
19. I'm 19.
Oh my God.
You fancy yourself a Johnny Knoxville and you know what 1D means. 1D?
I love this quiz.
Wait, what does 1D mean?
I don't know. One Direction?
This quiz is psychotic.
Let
me guess.
No, what's so funny is this quiz was definitely made in like 2010 or something.
Yeah. You have two?
Okay, no. All right, I got my actual answer. I know what it is. It's one. What it is? What do you think it is?
45.
It's 45.
Shut up!
It's 45.
Yeah, right.
It says your real age is 27 going on 45.
What do they write for you?
It says, the only thing you like better than going to bed very early is proclaiming to the world that you are going to bed very early because you are old.
45 is not that old.
Come on,
nightmare.
Man.
I knew it. So you're fine. 45, I'm 19.
Great. There it is.
There it is.
All right. Do we want to do a legitimate
test
now?
Let's do a personality test.
So we have here the Myers-Briggs, which is a very famous personality test. I've never taken it, which is kind of surprising considering it's, you know, in the psychology world, it's known.
Pretty big one.
I don't know how accurate it is, but it's a determinator. It determines something about your personality.
Yep.
Okay.
It gives you like the four letter, like EFNT or something like that.
All right. So here you will find out.
Here we go.
What we are. You regularly make new friends.
Yeah.
Okay. There's like a, it's a scale of like.
Most agree to
agree. I'm going to say somewhat agree on that.
I'm going to say pretty much agree, although lately I've become a little bit colder to strangers.
You make friends immediately, though. Like if you saw a complete stranger, you'll start rubbing their arm, just hug them.
It's actually true. It's true. And people are like, hey, I'd like to take you out sometime. I was like, oh, no, I'm married. They're like, you.
What the hell? You're like, it's my friend.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of your free time exploring various random topics that pique your interest. Ooh, absolutely.
Strong, that's definitely you.
Strong agree. I think you're definitely an agree of some sort.
Yeah, I'm a like middle agree.
Okay. Seeing other people cry can easily make you feel like you want to cry too.
Agree 100% for me.
Yeah, Ooh.
I think you are agree, but not fully.
I think I'm like the middle agree.
Yeah, because I've cried in front of you a lot, and you don't shed a single. No, that's not true. You do get emotional.
I try to hold it back, but
yeah,
you often make a backup plan for a backup plan.
Ooh,
I think that's a somewhat agree for me.
I somewhat agree with that.
Like a
you often agree. Make a backup plan for a backup plan. Yeah, I
you. Usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure. Depends on what kind of pressure.
Same.
Like when I've gotten into car accidents, I'm surprisingly calm.
Me too.
Or when like an earthquake happens, I don't freak out.
It's the little things.
But
that
it's like if I have
shit.
A lot of work to do, like if I'm behind on producing one of these episodes,
yep.
I start to freak out
yep.
a little bit.
Yes.
So I'm gonna say like a light.
I'm going to say the lowest amount of agree.
I'm going to do the same. At social events, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know. That's a strong agree for me, and I feel like a disagree
for
you. It's
a strong disagree for me.
Yeah, you are
I love talking
so outgoing.
To random people. It's my favorite thing.
You and Ian are two people I know who are so good at it, and I am just so bad. I'm so bad at it, man.
I don't know that you're bad at it. I just feel like you just...
I think
don't
I'm bad
do
at
it as much.
So I don't do it.
Exactly. I actually think you're great at it, but I just don't think you actually do it enough.
Yeah, you're so right.
Because you have so much that you could talk about.
What's funny? I wanted to bring up Tommy. I never brought it up to Tommy, but Tommy has made those roasts about me not having normal conversations several times, and whenever he said it, I'm like, yeah, it's so true. I feel like I can't hold a normal conversation.
I completely disagree. I disagree. I think what it is that
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's RAKUTEN. Your cashback really adds up.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I think you naturally are like, oh God, here we go.
I'm in my head.
Before you do it, which you don't need to be, it's because true. I've seen you chat with H like the first time you met him. And some people chat with my husband and they're like, I don't know what's happening here. He has like a thick accent and sometimes he doesn't always like smile at everything you say. So
he's
people get concerned.
Like...
I think that... Maybe that put less pressure on you. Maybe you like enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So get out there.
Okay.
I want to throw you out to a random room of people.
Just throw me out there. All right. You prefer to completely finish one project before starting another.
No.
I'm going to say mostly agree on that. I do like to focus on one thing at a time.
I multitask a lot. So I'm going to say disagree, not fully.
You are very sentimental.
Yes. Yeah. Extremely.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm mostly there. I don't think I'm fully sentimental. I think I'm either a light agree or middle agree.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe
I think you're I don't know.
I'm going to say middle agree.
Middle agree.
Because I can't fully. You like to use organizing tools like schedules and lists.
Love it.
Yeah, I do like it. I'm not always the best at it, but I love them. I want to be better at them.
Color coding.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a strong agree for me, unfortunately.
I kind of agree, too.
You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking a conversation.
Yes.
Strong disagree for me. I cannot.
Strong agree.
Strong disagree for me. I can't.
I can't wait to
I am so scared to talk to
people.
I do not go up and talk to people. I sit there and think about talking to them, and then I don't.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm just going to go to a public place with you, and then... No. I'm going to walk up. We're going to walk up to a person, and I'm going to walk away.
And
you're going to be there.
I will disintegrate. You'll come back and they'll be like, he spontaneously combusted in front of
us. He's here. He's just ash.
You are not too interested in discussing various interpretations and analysis of creative works.
Disagree. I love talking about all of the
absolutely
analysis.
Love that.
Analyses.
Analyses. You are more inclined to follow your head than your heart.
No.
Middle agree on that for me.
I slightly disagree.
Depends on the context.
I think now I more slightly disagree because I used to follow my head a bunch, and now I'm following my gut.
I'm a mostly logical person.
Yeah.
You usually prefer to just doing what you feel like at any given moment instead of planning a particular daily routine. I think I'm a mostly disagree on that.
This is tricky for me because that used to be me, like, no, this is my daily routine. I can't stray away. And lately I've been like, yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I'm doing a light disagree on that.
What should I say? I usually prefer to just, oh, I'm doing a light agree.
Okay.
Okay.
You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet.
Oh.
Yours is...
super disagree. I worry about it forever.
Yeah.
Still thinking about some of them from years ago.
All right, tell me who they are, and we're going to go find them. And I'm going to leave you there, and I'm going to walk away. I'm going to slightly...
That barista who said, enjoy your coffee, and I said, you too. Fuck.
Hey, do you remember this man, Shane?
Hi, how's it going?
He enjoyed his coffee, and he can't sleep.
And then I said, you would enjoy your coffee, too, but you weren't drinking coffee, and
she's
so...
She's like, oh, yeah, I couldn't sleep either.
She's like, how'd you find my new job at this insurance company? We're like, we tracked you down on LinkedIn, and
she's like, you guys are creepy, and I'm arresting you.
I'd be like, okay, this went well. You enjoy participating in group activities. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Strong agree. I love group activities.
See, you love group activities, but...
Yeah, but it's like, I think...
Other people are there.
If there's some structure, then it makes it easier. You like books and movies that make you come up with your own interpretation of the ending. Oh, yeah. Strong agree. I love that.
I don't love one that it's like it ends and you're like, oh, did he go? I don't know.
I love that.
I hate that.
I love it sometimes.
Disagree.
Your happiness comes more from helping others accomplish things than your own accomplishments.
My old self would have said agree 100%, but I realized that that wasn't a good boundary. So I'm going to, although I do love helping people accomplish things a lot.
I do. I think the problem
is
it's
half, half.
I think I'm going to go with a...
Slightly agree.
I'm going to go with a slightly agree on that as well.
Do you notice on the bottom that 1.5 million people shared this test?
That's crazy.
So this is a big test.
You are interested in so many things that you find it difficult to choose what to try next. Strong agree for me.
Slight agree. I'm really interested in what I'm doing right now. But
oh, man.
I
wish I could freeze time so that I could read a bunch of books and like watch a bunch of movies, TV shows, stuff, and then I could go back because like there's not enough time.
Yeah.
Like it makes me so sad whenever I'm at a bookstore of like there's not enough time in my life to read all these.
Ugh, that's so upsetting. You know what? You need like a 10-day vacation where you don't have to talk to anyone. This is opposite of the other thing. And you just read a million books.
I've been reading so much lately.
You're a good reader.
Crazy. I love it. You are prone to worrying that things will take a turn for the worse. Strong agree?
I don't know. That used to be me 24/7. Like, I used to walk down the street and feel happy and then be like, oh, God, something bad's going to happen. I'm less feeling about that, but it's still there. So I'm going to say middle.
I feel like you're not too... I don't feel like you worry about it. You seem like you're very, like, let's go for it.
Yeah. Like, I think the old me definitely did.
Interesting.
I'm way more...
It's so interesting to meet you at a different age, because I've only known you like you are.
Yeah, I think if you met me when I was 25, I would still be... I would be wilder, but I think if you really got to know me, I definitely was a lot more stressed out.
Interesting.
And a lot more, like, put so much pressure on myself to get things done.
I mean, I used to be way more stressed out, too. I feel like the hope is that as you get older, you lose some of that stress, that you figure yourself out a little bit.
You just have to, like, figure out what's the point of that stress.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
You avoid leadership roles in group settings. I think for me, that's a middle agree. I think I do avoid it. Once I'm in a leadership role, I feel like I can take it on and do it, but I do avoid it. There's a lot of times where I'm asked, like, oh, do you want to take charge of that? And I'm like, oh, let's let somebody else do it.
You wouldn't get voted off Survivor then.
That's true. Like that's my thing. That's why I'm doing all of this, is so that I could eventually end up on Survivor and do well.
I will say, if people are like, well, it depends on the group. If they're wishy-washy, like, well, what do you think? I'd be like, all right, I'm getting in there.
Yeah.
Let me take over.
Sure.
So I'm going to say slight agree, because I don't mind being the leader of a group, but...
You are definitely not an artistic type of person.
Disagree wholeheartedly.
We can't do that.
We are artists.
You think the world would be a better place if people relied more on rationality and less on their feelings. I think That for it's me hard. Is a that's a very complicated
it's
question.
It's a slight agree because I think that that would help out, you know, everything.
I think it's a middle agree to me because
it's a middle agree.
For me, doubt is based in logic, and I think the world needs more. Like I think a lot of leaders and stuff need more doubt
because
they are just going with what they think is.
I agree.
You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax. Strong agree. I can't.
Always.
I can't.
I also grew up that way. My mom had a list of chores, so it was like every Saturday we did a list of chores before we could relax.
Interesting.
Also, the relaxing feels better after you.
I've learned, man. Like I just know I won't relax. Like I can try. I will be thinking about it. You enjoy watching people argue.
I fully disagree.
I think mine is a middle disagree.
Well, okay, what type of people?
Sometimes, if it's strangers, and it's just like a funny argument. But that's why it's a middle disagree. I still don't love it.
Middle disagree.
I don't love it. I'm not going to sit there and really enjoy it. You tend to avoid drawing attention to yourself.
This is tricky.
That's tricky.
If I'm working, I love attention. If I'm not working, like a lot of people who know me really well know this about myself. My friends will try to embarrass me at coffee shops or like do weird accents or like goofy things. And I curl up into a ball. I do not like the attention. I'm like, okay,
I
just want to be a normal person here.
That's actually outside of here, when I'm not like at Smosh, I am really, I want to be invisible.
I don't want to be invisible.
I would love to just not be seen. I just want to do my thing.
You attend. So then what would you choose?
I'm going to put a middle agree.
You attend to avoid drawing attention to yourself. I'm going to do a slight disagree. I don't know.
I don't think you're someone who thinks about it too much.
I don't think about it too much. I will say, though, if I'm going out and I'm having, like, a day where I feel like I could burst into tears at any moment, I do not want. But also, like, if I'm traveling, like, I do not.
Oh, airport.
You feel it. You feel the eyes on you, and you're like, ask me where I'm headed. Please don't ask
airport,
me where
gym,
headed.
Anywhere like that. I'm like, please, I don't.
Oh,
don't.
Same.
Don't see me. Your mood can change very quickly.
I agree. For me,
I think mine's a middle agree.
I'm in agree. I could literally be like psyched one moment and then sobbing the next.
Actually,
not when I'm here.
Mine's a slight agree. I think I am. I think it takes a lot for me to shift to that degree. You lose patience with people who are not as efficient as you.
Ooh, I agree with that a little bit.
I think I'm a slight agree.
I'm a slight agree.
I think my patience is pretty good, but it depends on what it is and what the context is. But I'm going to say a slight agree in general.
I'm going to say a slight agree, more towards really agree. It's...
You often end up doing things at the last possible moment.
No. Never.
I don't think that's me either, but I depends. I'm gonna say a slight disagree.
I'm gonna say a disagree.
Actually, I'm gonna say a sort like a light disagree. You have always been fascinated by the question of what, if anything, happens after death.
Fully agree.
Fully agree.
100%. I've been told I need to watch the movie Past Lives. Was it you who told me that?
No, but I want to see it too.
Okay.
I hear it's great.
Cool.
You usually
maybe you should see it in a group of strangers.
No, that's okay. I think I'm going to see it completely by myself in a cave with nobody else around.
I'll let you know.
You usually prefer to be around others rather than on your own. I'm going to say a slight disagree.
But I think a slight disagree.
Okay. You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
No, I think
middle disagree.
I disagree.
You find it easy to empathize with a person whose experiences are very different from yours. Yeah,
I agree.
I think my empathy is.
In fact, I enjoy listening to that.
You usually postpone finalizing decisions for as long as possible.
No, slight disagree.
I think mine's a slight agree.
Actually,
I think mine's a middle agree. I think I'm pretty bad. I'm pretty bad at it. I've been working on it this year. Of like, okay, if I'm scared of something, I'm like, I gotta jump into it and deal with it. But my inclination is to push it off.
Oh, not me. I like can't sleep unless I fucking make a decision.
You rarely second guess the choices that you have made. Strong disagree. I second guess freaking every single
thing. I slightly disagree.
After a long and exhausting week, a lively social event is just what you need.
Strong disagree.
So you don't, you would say disagree.
Say disagree. Like I said, this test, I'm glad I'm taking it again because I've very much changed after. Because our long week is all social.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, I'm not working in an office.
I feel that
all social.
I feel that so much because, like, I often judge myself when I go home and I'm like, I don't want to go out there and be with people. But I'm like,
no.
I am. My job is to talk and be loud all day. That I'm like, oh my, I don't have like a high social meter.
Yeah,
there's a lot of videos that I watch back and I'm like, oh, my meter was depleted and I was just running on fumes in that episode.
We need to add it to our schedule. Introvertedness needs to be a part of our schedule. Like working out also needs to be a part of introvertedness because I see myself too. And then that's when I get kind of like snappy, like, ugh, do you know? And so I will say social events midweek though, I do enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. That can be nice.
Like a Friday after the end of the
week. Oh, Friday's good. Friday, if I'm like, we're still going. Let's just keep it going.
Yes.
And that way Saturday I can wake up and know that I'm not doing anything. Damn, this is a long test. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, did I say it was 10 minutes?
I think, well, it's okay, but we're talking it out. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We're at 60%. We're almost done, guys. This is important.
You enjoy going to art museums. Strong agree.
Strong agree.
You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings.
Disagree.
Strong disagree. I feel like I get that. That's my interpretation.
Same.
You like to have a to-do list for each day.
Agree.
Strong agree. You rarely feel insecure. Strong disagree.
Strong agree.
Feel insecure?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think mine's
I've
a middle.
I've been like that since I was little.
Mine's a middle disagree, but it depends on what.
But it's there. I mean, when I was in Growlings, I felt very insecure for a lot of it. And then I was like, who am I?
Yeah. You avoid making phone calls.
Strong agree.
That's everyone. Fucking,
no, some people love the phone.
And they're crazy. People who want to talk on the phone
are insane.
What's wrong with you?
Y'all crazy.
You often spend a lot of time trying to understand views that are very different from your own.
Strong agree.
Strong agree for me as well.
That's like my favorite thing to dig into.
In your social circle, you are often the one who contacts your friends and initiates activities. Unfortunately for me, strong disagree.
Same.
You don't, I feel like you initiate stuff all the time. I feel like you're, you get things going.
That's true. I do, but.
I don't.
In my social circle,
things.
I'm usually not the one to initiate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well,
I'm pretty bad at it. If your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track as soon as possible. Yeah, middle agree for me.
Strongly agree. Like if a plane is canceled, I'm on that shit.
Oh, I'm not good at trying to get it back on track, but I'm like, okay, I need.
I'm like, I don't spend a lot of time wallowing it. I'm like, this sucks. All right, let's go get the next.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm going to keep it where it was.
Yeah.
You are still bothered by mistakes that you have made a long time ago.
Ooh.
I think it's a light
agree. Yeah, light agree.
I think it's light agree. I try very hard to let it go.
Yeah, same.
You rarely contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life.
I strong
disagree.
I strongly agree.
Don't think about it.
That stuff makes me feel sick.
Oh man, I can't. I used to be obsessed.
No. End of world shit.
I think it's middle agree disagree now. But I used to be.
Wait, you rarely contemplate? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I contemplate.
Oh fuck.
I'm contemplating right now.
What? Should I not exist?
Why am I here?
Oh, you're here to take this personality test for our
That's
podcast.
That's my only purpose. Your emotions control you more than you control them.
Ooh. Mm. I am working on this big time. My temper.
I think I'm a slight agree.
Your emotions control you more than you control. I would say slight agree. I'm still working on it.
I'm a slight agree, but I do feel like I am good at.
No, I'm a little bit more than agree.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
I think I'm pretty good, but I think it's still a slight agree. I think there's definitely times where...
I've never seen you flip out. Ever.
Okay, I'll say a slight disagree.
Don't change your thing.
No, I'm going to say that.
Okay.
You take great care not to make people look bad, even when it is completely their fault.
Ooh, I kind of slightly agree with that.
I think it's a middle agree for me. I don't like embarrassing people. I don't like to... I like to right wrongs.
Same.
I like if someone's doing something wrong, I like to try to... But I wouldn't want to put them on the spotlight. Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized and consistent efforts. I think mine's a strong agree for that.
Really?
Overall, I do my work. I get stuff done. But man, when I get a burst of like creativity and I get a lot
done. That's kind of true.
Definitely true for me.
I'm going to say slightly disagree because it's rare when I get that burst of like like energy. I think it's when I'm in the middle of a project and then it's like it can happen all hours of the day.
Got it.
So I guess middle.
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you.
Oh. Ooh, disagree completely.
I think, yeah, I think mine's a middle disagree. You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time. I actually think fully disagree. That's why I mentioned this when I was interviewed by Anthony. That's the reason I haven't done like my own YouTube stuff.
Yeah,
is because I'm like, I couldn't do it.
No, same.
You believe that pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time. Middle disagree. I think there's importance to it, but I middle agree.
Sometimes I'm like, ugh.
Try not to dwell too much, but I think it's important to think about stuff. You feel more drawn to places with busy, bustling atmospheres than quiet, intimate places.
That's a middle for me. I like both.
Middle disagree for me. I love quiet
places. I personally could never live in the mountains in a cabin by myself.
Love that.
Oh, no. I have to be near a bustling city, but I could live in a... I want my space to be intimate and quiet.
You know at first glance how someone is feeling.
Strongly agree.
I think mine's a... I think mine might be a slight agree.
Yeah.
Slight agree. You know, some people, I've really been surprised. I've been like, damn, I thought I knew.
Okay, we're at 90%. We're killing it.
We're getting close.
You often feel overwhelmed.
Strong agree. I get overwhelmed very easily. For the people listening, that's the thing about me. I get overwhelmed very easily.
Fuck, this is hard. I want to say middle agree, but it's not really yet there. No.
You complete things methodically without skipping over any steps.
Usually.
I'm going to say a slight agree on that for me.
Say a middle agree.
You are very intrigued by things labeled as controversial.
No, I don't.
I'm going to say slight agree. I'm not. It depends on. Controversial is such an
over-encompassing
thing.
Okay, if it's true crime. Or anything on people.
Yeah, like there's, if something's controversial, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like obsessed.
Oh, shit. Did you hear?
Did you hear? You would pass along a good opportunity if you thought someone else needed it more.
Ooh. I slightly agree with this.
I think I'm a middle agree.
If I thought that it wasn't for me and someone else, I would say a middle agree.
Okay.
I wouldn't just be like, well, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Even though.
I think I feel that.
You struggle with deadlines. Disagree.
I don't think I do. I'm a forgetful person. I will forget certain things like answering emails and stuff like that. But if I'm given a deadline for like this is due this day and
I love it.
And I'm told and I know it and I give myself a deadline like that, I think I do okay with that.
I struggle with deadlines.
I'm going to say a middle disagree.
Middle disagree.
You feel confident that things will work out for you.
Ooh.
I'm going to say.
I say middle agree.
Middle agree for me as well. Optional selector job.
See results. Okay, guys. This is our results from the 16 personalities.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right. I wonder if we got the same one. I don't know what these are, so.
Okay.
Okay. What did you...
Okay.
Want me to go first? I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Your personality type is advocate. Advocates are quiet visionaries, often serving as inspiring and tireless idealists. I am... 73% introverted.
Yes.
That feels very accurate because I'm not like 100% introvert.
Yeah.
I am 86% intuitive. I am 66% feeling is my nature. 69% judging. Judging individuals are decisive, thorough, and highly organized.
Okay.
They value clarity, predictability, and closure. 68% turbulent. Turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionistic, and eager to improve. That is very accurate.
So wait, what's your letters?
My letters are INFJ-A/INFJ-T.
Okay, so you're like two.
I'm like, I'm divergent.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, so here's mine. Your personality type is protagonist.
Whoa, you're the protagonist.
I'm the protagonist, which every casting director says I was the quirky friend, I guess.
That's crazy.
You
need to show them this test.
I'll put this attached to my resume.
Sorry. Here's my test.
Resume, link. ENFJ-A. Protagonists are inspiring optimists. optimists.
Optimists.
Thank you very much. Readily taking action to do what they feel is right. Oh, God, that's very
mean. That feels super accurate.
60% extroverted. That's very true.
There you go.
Okay. I enjoy group activities and value social interactions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
62% intuitive. Okay, that's pretty true. 77% feeling.
There you go.
Got it. Feeling individuals value emotional expression. Okay. 79% judging. Judging individuals are decisive, thorough, and highly organized. Okay. 51% assertive. That's interesting.
I think you're very
assertive.
I thought
assertive. It would
be more. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Assertive individuals are self-assured, even-tempered, and resistant to stress. Okay. They refuse to worry too much and tend to be self-confident when... I feel like I thought I was a little bit more, but that's okay. 51% assertive.
Okay.
Okay. ENFJA/ENFJT.
Okay. So but that's...
I don't know what that means.
What's the difference?
Oh, ENFJ possess the unique ability to remain hopeful in the face of difficulties. Always remember that there is something to be grateful for. And my other one, ENFJT.
It's an assertive advocate or
thing.
Versus turbulent advocate for me.
Wait, what's the A and the T?
Assertive and turbulent.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm an A.
Down below, it has advocates you may know. Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Lady Gaga, Marie Kondo, Nicole Kidman.
Good for you.
Jon Snow.
You know nothing.
Aragorn.
Jon Snow.
Galadriel.
Okay, I'm very jealous.
Holy shit, every Lord of the Rings character?
Do you want to know mine?
Yeah, what are yours? Freaking
Barack Obama.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
John Cusack. Ben Affleck. Okay.
Damn.
Jennifer Lawrence. Love her. Sean Connery. Okay. Maya Angelou. Oh, thank you. Daenerys Targaryen.
I love all the Game of Thrones
okay.
ones throwing in there.
Morpheus the Matrix.
Oh,
I
that's
love.
Cool.
Elizabeth Bennet, Pride and Prejudice.
There you go.
The Oracle in the Matrix.
Okay. All the Matrix characters you got.
Yeah.
So you're the chosen.
Yeah. Celie Booth in Bones. I don't care or know. Or... And Skyler White in Breaking Bad.
That's pretty cool. That actually, that's, hey, there you go. I got Matthew Murdock, Daredevil, and Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Great.
You got Skyler White from Breaking Bad.
So I'm a protagonist, and
I am
an
advocate. Okay.
Okay, and yeah, I'm assertive. I'm an assertive protagonist, so I'm an A. And
there
I
you
think
go.
You're a T.
I'm a T.
Yeah, you're a turbulent.
I'm a turbulent advocate.
Wow, so, okay, so that...
Pretty
that was
good.
Really cool.
Do we want to blast through one more BuzzFeed
I think
quiz
so.
To figure out who we really are?
I think so.
Do you want to do, we could do what kind of garbage are you?
We could do lit hero, villain, garbage.
What's your inner potato?
CW show. Yeah, we could do one of those.
What CW show are you? That's,
okay.
I feel like that's really to determine who we are, what we are. That's what this Myers-Briggs stuff is cool, but...
It's cool, but what CW show are we?
Okay.
Prepare to be amazed.
All right, so it says pick a college major. It doesn't list psychology, so I'm going to say English. That was what I was originally going to maybe do.
Oh, do you want to know mine? Sociology.
There you go. Oh, wait, sociology's on there?
Yeah, you got to really scroll
I'm
down.
I'm still going to go with English.
Okay.
Which character do you most relate to?
Oh, God.
I don't know any of these.
What? You clearly never watched One Tree Hill, buddy.
I never watched any of these. I'm going to go with Lucas Scott from One Tree Hill.
Hold on. You're going pretty fast here, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. You know what? I am going to go with Lucas Scott as well because he was hot and very cool.
Okay.
What is most important to you?
I'm going to say my...
If you say world peace, you're out of here.
Family? I'm going to go with my family on that one.
Cool.
Okay.
Should I? Yeah, I'm going to go with my family.
There you go.
Yeah, I won't go with career.
Pick a first date.
Ooh.
Getting a cup of coffee. My answer is always going to be coffee.
You know what mine's going to be?
What?
Not sex.
sex is one of the answers.
Clubbing. Dinner at a local diner. Fuck off. Dinner at a fancy restaurant. Here we go.
Where did you meet your best friend?
I have more than one. best friend is what one of the answers is.
Through work.
I have more than one.
Pick a childhood young adult book.
Little Women. Duh.
Damn, I have not read any of these. Oh, wait, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I thought you read like all the books in the
world. I didn't read books when I was young. Okay. Okay, I got
okay,
mine.
My,
I'm happy with mine.
Okay, mine completely froze, so.
You're Gilmore Girls anyways.
Hold on. Okay, got mine.
All right, you're Gilmore Girls. 100%.
No, I'm not.
What are you? Are you?
I'm Rain.
Rain?
Rain.
Oh, nice.
I am like the badass.
That's
queen
awesome. That's
who,
pretty
like,
good.
Sleeps with two men.
What do you think mine is?
Yours is something. You're like you're Gilmore Girls or something.
Nope.
Wait, Gossip Girl?
No.
Okay.
Mine's a prequel.
The Carrie, Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw? Carrie
you got
Bradshaw?
It, Carrie Diaries.
So yours is Carrie Diaries?
I'm the Carrie Diaries.
Okay, good
now
for you.
Now we know who we are.
And I'm Rain. I am a queen.
That actually fits. I feel like that fits.
Yeah. You are sophisticated and level-headed, yet still tend to get swept up your emotions from time to time. Okay.
You're freaking crazy.
Do we have a quick end segment to end this?
Oh.
I literally don't want this
to ever end. Okay. I have a really dumb. This is Smart Mouth, and it's really stupid.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
I want you to try to guess what my SAT score was. What do you think I scored on my SATs?
Is it weird that I don't remember what the like what the score, well, how the scores
the,
go?
It's so it like goes a
four.
A,
isn't 5 400?
So out of 2,400.
But you rarely went to school. Ugh. 21.
Never took it. So yeah, you're right.
You know what? You're dumb. This is dumb.
I just wanted to know what you thought I would get. Thank you. That's a pretty good score.
I think you're pretty intelligent.
Thank you.
We just got to get you in front of a group of people.
Did you never take the SAT?
I took the SATs, but I don't remember what I got.
Sure, you don't remember?
I don't think it was that high. I was a terrible test taker.
Yeah.
The pressure of the time, I was like, also, I was such a visual learner that to not have, yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, zero.
You got your SAT score back, and you're like, I think I'm going to do improv.
Yep, correct.
Now we know who we are.
Guys,
you're a protagonist, I'm an advocate.
Yeah, if you guys know what you are on the Myers-Briggs test, let us know in the comments.
Comment down below.
That was our personality test.
Let us know what Disney princess you are.
Yes.
What age you really are.
Yeah, I'm 19 and Shane is 45.
I'm 45.
And what job you are really supposed to take.
Yeah, are you all astronauts?
And if you get astronaut, then it's...
Go take that BuzzFeed quiz and I want to see how many people get astronaut.
What is it called again? What job are you
What career should you actually be doing or something?
Well, I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I learned that
I
think I knew that about... There's
I think we both
surprising.
Knew. I think we both knew all those answers.
Other than you being Belle and I'm Tiana.
That's right.
I'm always a queen and you're always this like bookworm living in a hole. All right, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.